You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, and we're broadcasting live right now from the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls. John and Alana Snyder are with us. They are the editors and masters of 605 Magazine. The July issue is on the stands, and they join us in the studio now. John, Alana, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
for
having us.
Happy summer.
And we prefer overlords.
Overlords.
All things being equal. Is
that on your business card?
Yeah.
Remind me to change that.
All right. Tell us what's in this current issue of 605. What's hot right now?
It's the outdoor issue. So it's all about getting outdoors, whether you can, you should appreciate the heat, even though it's a little hot right now.
Just think about you about 5 months ago. Just being like, I'm freezing and I would do anything for some heat.
It's here.
And accept it.
Welcome. It's happening. So yeah, so we
have waited a long time for the heat and sunshine and any kind of dry weather. So I haven't heard too many people complaining about the heat yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah. So it's good. Yeah, no, so we have a bunch of different options of ways to get outdoors. One of my favorites is 1880 Town. It's just one of my, it's a South Dakota gem. And John and I went one time, well, you went to go shoot for this issue, but I've always wanted to go. You can do the full out, like where you actually dress up like here from the 1880s. I just love campy stuff
like that. This is the place for people who are driving across the state of South Dakota right now who are not from South Dakota. You're going to see this if you're on the interstate.
Yes.
Right? You're going to see, pull off here for 1880 Town. Tell them what happens when they pull off. At that point.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the state ballpark, give or take, and it's on I-90 on the north side of the road, and you'll see a giant T-Rex statue out there. Not a real one.
Yeah, like the skeleton and then the human skeleton leading it. Yeah, that'll be the first indication if you're coming from the east side. But then, yeah, there's what was interesting was it's a gas station is the entrance, and then you enter 1880 Town. And
it's an entire staged village, like a town, period specific, Wild West, and you have the ability to go see a show. They'll give you popcorn, and there's
sarsaparilla.
And there's a pop. They'll get the kids up there on stage. They'll play like the washing board and like the banjo and stuff like that.
Have like a camel? I think they have like a camel. They have different animals.
Yep. They'll do carriage rides, horse-drawn carriage rides, and it's just like everything that you really want, like just to go have fun. If you can just like suspend a little disbelief and get out there, you know, it's what people from out of state love to see and have fun doing. And don't shake a stick at it if you're local. It's fun. Go out there, bring your kids. Their eyes will get huge. They'll have a great time.
Well, and it's fun to play tourist in your own state too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so that was good. We
Plus,
went out
if
there.
You're going to drive across the state, if you're heading east to west, then, what a nice way to just get out of the car for a while and have a good time. Play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just play. Yeah.
What was interesting, too, though, was that what I didn't know until our writer talked to 1880 Town was that it was just a gas station, and I didn't know that they had built that film set. And I don't know exactly, I don't know if it was what Dances with Wolves or what film set it was for, but I guess they didn't want to just tear it down. So when they were done filming, they were like, do you just want this? And you can make it into a tourist attraction.
And it's huge.
And that's why it explains too why there's like a gas station as the entrance.
Yeah.
And it just was a random gas station.
And upstairs there's, I would say, maybe hundreds of pieces of stuff from Dances with Wolves, photographs, props, all kinds of stuff. It's really neat. If you want to go check it out, there's a lot of really, really cool things in person to check out there.
Yeah, embrace the history of the South Dakota road trip / tourist stop / sarsaparilla journey.
Quench your thirst, put on a bonnet.
So we did that on the way.
Quench your thirst, put on a bonnet. Is that the headline?
It's actually their new billboard.
It's a t-shirt, yeah.
Speaking of quenching your thirst, we did that as a stop on the way out to Custer, and we did a Mount Rushmore Brewing Company, and they have a new restaurant that opened up upstairs called Pounding Fathers, and it has all the founding fathers just pounding beers back. I know.
That's wrong. The first and right. So anyway,
the opening line of the article literally says, get your mind out of the gutter.
Yes, I mean, you had to establish that at the beginning.
I didn't even go there. I was thinking about the drinking.
Well, good. Yeah, great.
There you go.
But the cool thing is, when you think about like food at a brewery,
sure,
it's fine. Right. Usually it's not something you're going to write home about. This was just unbelievably good compared to what, especially compared to what you would expect.
Sure.
They have really, really great space up there. They have a huge outdoor deck on the first level and the second level.
Now, where is this in Custer? Or
Custer.
This is in Custer.
So this is
part downtown, of, right on the main strip there.
Yeah, oh. This is part of Mount Rushmore Brewing Company, and so that's been open for a season or two. I think they opened. Was it last year or the year before?
They opened last year. Yeah, and even their food, their pizzas and stuff are really, really good.
So this new space just opened. Sure. And it's upstairs, and it's just fantastic.
So what's happening in Custer, by the way? There's some kind of funky, exciting things happening in Custer. This is a quirky town on the rise.
Yeah. It's neat to see stuff like Scogan, Scogan Kitchen out there, and Black Hills Burger and Bun, and a bunch of other really, really cool restaurants.
Yeah, it's becoming like a foodie place, which I enjoy.
Yeah, and so that place was fantastic.
I've never eaten at the Black Hills Burger and Bun.
Oh, please.
I haven't. My confession.
Either.
Yeah,
that's my confession. The lines are really long in the summer, so. Yeah. You know, as a local, I like to give way to the tourists to enjoy their burger and bun.
I went there and shot that solo. And so I shot about 7 items. And they said, all right, well, enjoy. And so I had all these people watching me as I had an entire table full of food that I was trying to find a way to eat. And I started sliding it to, like, I would go over and bring some fries to, I was like, hey, kid, you want some fries? And probably
not
seemed
creepy
like
a, at all, yeah.
Yeah, not creepy at all, but I was trying to be nice.
What was your favorite thing you ate at Pounding Fathers?
They had a buffalo ribeye, like, you know, where the bone comes out.
Oh, it was
out.
A tomahawk.
Tomahawk, yeah. And most of the time that you have buffalo, it's a little drier than steak. This was incredibly moist. It was great. It was just so good. They had a beer can chicken that was dynamite. It was just cool. Like, I think people should give it a shot for sure.
The article's interesting, too, because usually I write that, and I couldn't go. And so I FaceTimed them, and they, like, told me. I had, like, described the meals as we FaceTimed. So
Alana's far too pregnant to be traveling at this point.
And, it was a different take on the deal, but they did a good job describing it.
I was okay to be a taste tester. If I have to be, I'll eat delicious food and tell you how good it is.
Yeah, but then you did a bunch of stuff. Then you went to Black Hills Caverns.
Yeah, Black Hills Cavern, fantastic. And so it was Kathy Johnson. And her husband, I think Dennis.
And that's in Rapid City, or is it right outside of Rapid City?
It's right outside of Rapid City as you're heading west out of town over towards, I can't remember the lake. Is that Sylvan? No, that's not Sylvan Lake. That's the other lake, the one they flooded with the town at the bottom. But that'll come back to me. But so we went there.
Pactola?
Yeah. Yeah. And they, and so Black Hills Cavern, it was just fantastic. So it's got half. So this sort of campy, like, pan for gold, the kids find all kinds of stuff in there. And then you do this cavern tour, and man, it is crazy. Because it was like 95 degrees the days we went out there. And you step in that cavern about 15 feet, and it drops to like 45. It's unbelievable how it changes.
Sold, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's free air conditioning.
Right.
But that tour was amazing. There's so many really, really unique things underground there. So cool. So it's outdoors, but indoors, kind of underground. Still
cool
outdoors.
Out a little bit. Yeah.
Do you find that readers of the magazine are, you know, what kind of feedback are you getting from readers that are saying, are they using the magazine like you kind of want them to be using it as a travel guide, as an adventure guide, as inspiration? What are you hearing?
Yeah, actually, when we did 605 Day, we got a lot of people walking up to us. John was in Rapid City for that. I was in Sioux Falls. And we both separately had people walk up to us. I hear a lot of times people are actually like ripping out articles and then keeping them either in a folder or binder or in a drawer for, like, if they are in a certain town or in a certain place. It's been really neat. And then we actually have gotten a lot of feedback on the small town. Like, we do come visit. And, like, we did come visit Salem this time. We've gotten really good feedback on people saying, like, I love that you guys do small towns because I would never stop if I, you know, didn't know what to do. So it's been really neat. Like, I feel like we're getting really good feedback on people actually utilizing us as, like, a guide.
In case you missed that, in a digital age, people are ripping the pages out of a magazine and putting in a file folder.
That's what we hear them.
For reference in the car with their atlas and map.
Exactly. Yeah,
we hear that the most. That's probably our best feedback is, like, thank you for, like, showing me hidden gems is an overused term. But that's the thing is people want to go and explore their state, and you just kind of need a little, like, prodding sometimes to do it.
Yeah.
And so if we can go, like, lift the veil on, like, a really, really cool, you know, just whatever across the state, you know, if it's on Highway 44 and you don't get down that way much, or Salem, or, you know, 1880 town.
Tell us about Salem.
Salem, well, Kyle went there, but she went and explored There were a bunch of different things. There was a pizza place. Let me see if I can find those.
Tell us where it is for folks who don't know where Salem is.
Salem is about, was that 30 miles from Sioux Falls?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not terribly far away.
Southeast South Dakota still.
Yeah.
We're east of the river.
Yep.
We're far away from the Custer Burger and Bun.
And it's always cool because you run into people that have kind of been in their ownership roles at their businesses for a long time, and then you kind of come in and you have all these unique experiences. Everyone runs their business in a different way, and they're just like personalities, basically. And so you get these really rich, unique experiences when you go to a town under, you know, you get under, you know, 3,000 people. All of a sudden, you have these like pockets of people that have been there and been doing what they've been doing for so long, and you get like you just get their way of doing stuff, and it's awesome.
Right. Yeah. So Kyle stopped by, and she went to the Homestead, which was a coffee shop that she said was really, really cute. And actually, yeah, if you see the photos, they're really it's actually really nice. But the main guy that she was talking about, it's called Ace's Shopwise, and his name is Ace English. And it's this store that has like so much random stuff in it. I mean, it has everything from like yarn to like a Chewbacca head to
one does.
Yeah. Right? And he like stopped her and showed her photos of him with the Spice Girls, and he had met the Spice Girls, and he had all these different stories. And so Kyle eventually had to be like, I gotta go. But she said it was this shop that if she had been there any longer, she probably would have spent all her money because it was just
I feel
like
we've done Salem proud right now by telling that particular story of this fine, southeastern town.
And then they have a place called Brewery. It's just called Brewery. And it has beer and pizza and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. John and Alana Snyder, the July issue of 605 Magazine on the stands now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you.